magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob Bill Gates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to Did You Rob Bill Gates.com. That's Did You Rob Bill Gates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the Saturday morning RBN edition of The Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Today's date is Saturday, January the 5th, 2008, and we're glad each and every one of you could join us here for the program. This is the Saturday morning edition where we do a wrap-up of the week's news and everything that has transpired in the course of the week. If you'd like to join us today on the program, get your 2 cents on the record. Number to call in today is 1-800-313-9443. Again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. This is the third broadcast that we've done here on the Global Reality. I do a weekday program that airs 1 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on the TruthNet Radio Network. And this is the third show we've done, and it's good to be here on RBN. And we're glad all of you could join us. We got a ton of news, a ton of things to talk about and get into and topics. Last week we had a discussion about chemtrails and got quite a few calls in on that. So I appreciate everybody that called in and gave me a lot of info, and I was able to get a lot of info out as well. But this week we don't really have a specific topic. Really just going to go through the news. Talk about what has transpired this week. Obviously, the big news of this week has been the Iowa caucus, which took place on Thursday, and the results there with Ron Paul coming in fifth place with 10% of the vote, which is really good. You know, there's been a lot of talk going around, a lot of different opinions about that, and whether or not that was a victory, whether or not it was a loss. Because, you know, I did see a lot of people, you know, just kind of a defeatist attitude. I think people were expecting a little too much. And as I talked about during my weekday show this week, the fact is that something that we can't lose sight of in terms of the Ron Paul campaign and in terms of what we hope to achieve with that is the fact that more than anything, we talk about this quite often, is the fact that the message is the most important aspect of the entire campaign. Win, lose, or draw, whether or not Ron Paul wins or loses, the most important thing, and I think we all, as a consensus, as a you know, as a patriot community and a freedom community, I think the general consensus that we can all can agree on when it comes to Ron Paul is the fact that the message is the most important thing. And so I think that it's important that we stay with that and we build on that. And I think that New Hampshire coming up is going to be a big state for Ron Paul. I know the support up there is really, really big. And so that's the thing. I think that we constantly have to focus our energies really on the continuation of getting the message out there because, you know, I think everybody is too wrapped up in winning. I think everyone has set their hopes a little unrealistically high, especially when you look into someone like Mike Huckabee, who is the chosen candidate of the evangelical right, you know, with the backing of the secret groups like the Council for National Policy. And so when you look at that and you look at the agendas that are set forth with him as the chosen one, you know, it's not pretty surprising. The big surprise to me was that McCain got any votes at all. I mean, you know, McCain was pretty much out of it. He had no money, he had no campaign support to speak of. And so how he got in there, I don't know. You know, there was some information going around, a lot of people speculating that maybe there may have been some voting fraud going on up there. I don't know that for a fact. I saw a video that was going around that made it look like there was maybe some of that going on. There was a caller that called into another show here on RBN. It was actually in Iowa the night of the caucus and actually saw some of that stuff going around, how they were putting more votes in for Huckabee. So, you know, I mean, this is a usual thing. As we talked about the first show we did here 2 weeks ago, you know, there's been a lot of states recently have already been reporting on the fraudulent voting machines. You had the Secretary of State in Ohio reporting that their Diebold voting machines there were proven to be fraudulent. In many of these cases, they were even giving out information on how they could be hacked and easily tampered with. You know, and to me, that's just not a good idea. You know, you don't want to put that stuff out there, out into the mainstream where that information is falling into the hands of people that don't necessarily have the best interests of the American voters in mind. So that I have a problem with. And also, you had that in Colorado. And the Secretary of State in Colorado, you know, essentially said that his hands were tied because there was nothing he could do because, you know, if he didn't go far enough in investigating the fraudulent machines, well, then he risked being sued by activist groups. And then if he went too far in restricting their use of the machines or pulling the machines altogether, he would risk being sued by the actual voting machine company. So his hands were tied on being able to do anything. But going back to Ohio, the interesting thing about that is that's a key state. And when you look into someone like J. Kenneth Blackwell, who's another one of these Council for National Policy members, he was the former Secretary of State of Ohio, and he was the guy that was single-handedly responsible for rigging elections in 2000 in Ohio, in 2004 in Florida. All the election rigging for Bush, all his Council for National Policy member buddies are the people that own Diebold. They also write the software for Diebold machines. And so during his term as Secretary of State in Ohio, he passed legislation there that will not allow any individual or group to be able to contest the vote in the state of Ohio, even if voting fraud has been found. Now, again, what does that tell you about in terms of what we're thinking about and what we're trying to do with the Ron Paul campaign? I mean, Ohio has always been a key state. No one's ever took the White House without taking Ohio. And in one breath, they admit to you that their voting machines are fraudulent. They don't give you any kind of inkling if they're going to do anything about it. And also tell you they have legislation and stop gaps in the state of Ohio that won't allow you to investigate it even if fraud is found. So, again, you know, I just think that, that's a real clear indicator. And then also we had the Diebold Election Systems chips. They're being transferred from San Diego to Sacramento. And the only people in the chain of the command that knew where these were going and what time they were leaving, where they were leaving from, what their destination was people in the power structure of the city government in San Diego. Well, what happens? Oh, mysteriously, some of them fall off the truck in transit. And they don't know where they're at, and they're missing in action in limbo for a day or a few hours. And then they show back up in the box taped up. Well, see, what does that say? When you have people only in the chain of command that knew the travel path of these chips, and if the only people in the chain of the command knew where they were traveling to, these are the same people in this chain of command that have their hands on the machines and are able to program these chips, folks. So you see where all this fraud and all this ramping up towards defrauding the American people from a real actual vote is really starting to come into play, and you're going to see more of it. I mean, we're just now moving into the second primary here in the New Hampshire primary coming up on the 8th. And, you know, the stuff that you're going to continue to see, folks, is going to be pretty incredible. And I'm telling you, I talked about this quite a bit on my weekday show as well, is the fact that, you know, we're in a unique position here with this Ron Paul campaign, because we are going to put these people in a position. And this is why I think it's important that we, you know, we still concentrate on the message more than just the actual part of trying to win. And the reason that is because with all these new people, and all these people have never been exposed to this kind of information and are new to the freedom movement and the patriot movement and the ideals of freedom and liberty, and not, you know, not having to ask someone permission for things like to be able to travel or to own a gun, you know, things that are your constitutional rights in this country. And one of the things I think that is going to do is, because these people are so scared of Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to put them in a real position where they're going to expose themselves in broad daylight, either by just the dirty tactics or either by these fraudulent voting machines in broad daylight. But again, you know, this is going to be the time in which they are going to really expose their tactics, and they're going to do it in broad daylight. I mean, that's one of the things about, you know, the people that pull off these kind of dirty tricks is the fact is that they're arrogant. And they, you know, they're arrogant. They admit to what they do. I mean, look at all the admissions we have in government documents. I mean, that, you know, as we were talking about last week on this program about chemtrails, you know, I find Department of Energy documents where they're discussing chemtrail operations over Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, in June of 2007. And so you have things like the Department of Energy has just come out and admitting. Then you have K. Bailey Hutchison, senator here from Texas, with a weather modification bill just in broad daylight. You see, and that's the thing, folks, is these people are getting so arrogant because they know the American people has been just mind-numbed, brain-dead, kept docile through the stannous sodium fluoride in the water, through the manipulation, through the TV, you know, and through the Madison Avenue and Bernays School of Control, and making people feel like they're less of a person and getting them constantly reaching for that brass ring that they can never seem to get. And see, this is how they've enabled to take this control and take freedom and liberty out of the hands of the free human being. It's through this mesmerization. So we'll take a break, come back on the other side. This is the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back, everybody, here on the Global Reality Saturday Morning Edition on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad each and every one of you could join me for the show today. If you'd like to get on the program today, discuss any news item or anything, a current event that happened this week, give me a call at 1-800-313-9443, and we'll get you up and on the air. So let's go to the phone lines right now without further ado. John in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
For taking calls. I'd like to hit a couple topics. First of all, Ron Paul is scaring the establishment to death. I understand that their Fox is going to block from the debates. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And you know, the funny thing about it was there was actually a news clip there where you had Greta Van Susteren and Shepard Smith, and they were actually, you know, saying, hey, maybe they should rethink this. Maybe we shouldn't exclude him from this. And you know, that's the thing, is people are starting to realize this isn't a flash in the pan. This is the real deal, John.
Well, let me say this, and then I'll hit on another topic. You know, we're 60 years past the time of the Nazi regime and Joseph Goebbels. Technology and propaganda techniques, I believe personally, have increased probably 1,000-fold. He was state of the art at his time, and they've so far exceeded it that I don't think we could properly comprehend the ability to manipulate a person's mind, especially someone that has been turned into mush by sitting in front of this thing that we call television, this entertainment tube, We've literally become a modern-day Rome. We're destroying ourselves because we're losing the ability to think. Now, I've got something that I'd like to bring to your attention, and this is kind of a double-pointed idea here, and I can't really get into why I'm saying what I'm saying because I'm doing a lot of investigation on it.
Right.
What I'd like to – have you seen Hillary Clinton's ad campaign, the one on her website just prior to the Iowa caucus?
No, I actually did not see that. Tell us about it.
You need to watch it. There's some interesting things that are going on. When I see this video, Josh, she, you know, Hillary Clinton is not a really likable woman. She's not got the ability to necessarily express herself in a way that would make a whole lot of sense. She's like petting the cat, you know, stroking the hair in the wrong direction. Nine times out of ten when I hear her speak. Now, on this advertisement, Josh, she is so smooth. And I'm telling you, if she's reading a prompter, she is doing the best job ever of following a teleprompter. Her eyes, her head moves from left to right and up and down. Her eyes stay fixed on the camera. There's almost something of an ethereal nature to this video. I'm beginning to wonder if it's really Hillary or if it's a computer-generated image that's been edited and tweaked, even to the language and the intonation in her voice that Hillary is usually not able to put forth in her speech. You know, she uses phrases like if you'll stand with me for one night. Well, no, thank you, Hillary. You know, but there was actual some sexual intonations that I heard in her speech. And I'm just things that were said and the look on her face. There's something more to this video. I think it may have been manufactured over a computer. I don't even think that you're looking at Hillary.
Well,
so if you have the opportunity, check it out.
Yeah, let me tell you about something, too, John, for you to check out while I got you on the line. You know, there's first off, as far as propaganda is concerned, all propaganda has so many different levels to it, and that kind of propaganda, you know, it generally appeals to the base level human emotions, as you were talking about, whether it be sex or whether it be, you know, for money, but just base human emotions. But there's a documentary film, John, called The Illuminati Part 2. It's by a guy named Chris Everard. I don't know if you can watch it for free online. You might look around, but the website is enigmatv.com. It's called The Illuminati Part 2. And in this film, John, they have outtakes of Bill Clinton doing commercial spots for different states. And, and so in between, they have these commercial shots, and they show Bill Clinton, and they're putting makeup on it. And I've got to tell you, it's exactly the same thing that you're describing with Hillary. Kind of the glassed-over look really looks like he's under complete and heavy mind control.
Absolutely.
And it's just amazing, John, that I mean, I have to go check that out because, you know, for me to have seen those clips and seen that, I mean, you're talking about something almost the identical to what we saw with Bill Clinton in the 90s through those clips, and now you're saying this with Hillary. You know, I mean, there's definitely got to be something there. We know she is the chosen one for the New World Order. So, you know, I don't think that's
all fixed,
John.
This is coming, Josh, from someone that is admittedly, okay, I truly believe that we're living in what the Bible calls the end times. I do believe in personal demonic possession. I do believe that it's possible. And to me, Hillary looked as though, if that was Hillary, and if I'm wrong and it was not a computer-generated image, if that was Hillary, she was under the control mentally, physically, and spiritually of someone other than Hillary Clinton. Now, that's as blunt as I can be. But there's some more things that I'm looking into, and eventually I think I'm going to try and put it in writing and blog it somewhere. But
John,
I appreciate your program.
I appreciate your call, John. Thanks a lot for calling in. We got to go take a
check
break.
Check the video out.
All right. Thank you, John. This is the Global Reality on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. If you'd like to join us on the program today, the number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. Again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. Don't forget to check out republicbroadcasting.org. And all the great sponsors and information there. I got to tell you, the site is site's had a lot of new stuff added to it this week, and it's really coming along. So if you haven't been to the republicbroadcasting.org site in a while, definitely go and check that out. Lots of news stories up there and lots of good stuff. You know, before the break, we were talking to John in Tennessee. And one of the things that John in Tennessee was mentioning, besides the Hillary Clinton video there, was just the technological advancements that have been made and you know, are essentially being used to propagandize, you know, not just the people of America, but, you know, people of the entire world. I mean, the technological advancements that have been made in the field of science and everything else are just unbelievable. And, you know, as usual, when this technology is put in the hands of the wrong people, essentially it's always used for bad. You know, so that leads me right into some of this other news that I wanted to get into, because we had a lot of technology news come out this week. And so there was quite a bit of that stuff I wanted to get into today. Here's an article from the UK Daily Mail. This came out on January the 3rd. Scientists create machine that knows what you were thinking. Scientists have developed a machine which is capable of reading our minds and revealing our most private thoughts. American researchers from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh found that with the aid of a sophisticated scanner and computer program, they were able to determine how your brain lights up when thinking about different subjects. Using an advanced form of MRI scanner, they analyzed how the brain reached to 10 drawings and reacted to 10 drawings of tools and buildings. Then they used a computer program to work out whether a person was thinking about a tool or a building. The research analysis was found to be 97% accurate. But they went on to show that they could distinguish between two similar objects, such as two different tools, almost as successfully. This is the first time that the technique has been fine-tuned to distinguish between similar objects. The brain scan also showed many different brain regions are involved in processing information, even in the case of something as simple as a line drawing of a hammer. Thinking about how a hammer is used activated the areas involved in movement, while thinking about the shape of a hammer and what it is used for lit up other regions. Despite being limited to picking up the thoughts behind just 10 pictures, the researchers are confident that they will soon be able to identify entire sentences. One of the team, Dr. Svetlana Shrinkrava, said that we hope to progress to identifying the thoughts associated with not just pictures, but also with words and eventually sentences. The technique could also have medical applications, example, by providing insights into the conditions such as autism. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to stop right there. Because, you know, think about that, folks. I mean, this, you have essentially have a piece of equipment here that's going to be able to not only tell you what an individual person is thinking, but also be able to distinguish individual items such as, exact characteristics of what they're looking at, what they're thinking, right down to a minute detail. And so when you think about things that they've already started to put in airports, under the guise of quote-unquote keeping you safe, when in reality it's for no other reason but keeping you a slave and keeping you tracked and traced. That's the thing. I mean, that's, you know, all of this stuff, folks, all this technology, all these lies, everything that you've been told, you know, everything that we're sold a bill of goods on to make us believe that they're keeping us safe from terrorists is essentially just another way for them to data mine information out of people. And you had Sears and Kmart this week that were exposed for putting a piece of spyware, getting customers to sign up for something that essentially looked like it was some sort of good program for their computer, and essentially it's been exposed as a piece of spyware that catalogs everything a person does on the computer and puts that into a file. I mean, Google has been doing that, you know, since their advent of their Gmail, and anytime you use one of these free online services where you go, you know, MySpace or any of those, or Gmail, any of those free email, well, if you read the fine print, and most people don't because it's so long, you just click I accept and you want to get on with it. But if you read the fine print, in that fine print, they tell you that they have the right under the free service and your user agreement that they can data mine your information, they can use it to sell you, market-specific ads or person-specific ads. That's what they do. That's what all this spyware and all this crap that you get on your computer, that's what this is from, and that's what it's for. It's because it's to data mine and collect information on you so that it can be sold as marketing so they know what products you are more likely going to buy. But see, folks, that's even antiquated technology at this point. They're moving past that. DARPA is now currently working on a system where they'll be able to monitor everything a person does at every moment of the day in real time through a cybernetic interface. And then you've got Microsoft coming out saying they have a program now. They'll be able to download a person's entire brain, their dreams, their memories, everything into a computer. I mean, this is absolutely Orwellian, scary technology, folks. And if you think for a second that these programs are going to be used in the applications for anything other, you know, than what they were intended for, you got another thing coming. I mean, they're going to be used for everything. And again, you know, when you think about what they've put in the airports with the machines that are able to tell if someone's in a bad mood or a good mood, and they actually put those into service in some airports. I actually believe they put one here in Dallas at DFW Airport where I live. And, all this stuff is done under the guise of keeping you safe, but in reality, It's just for them to have an excuse to be more intrusive. And so we've got a lot of technology news and a lot of stuff to talk about. But, I mean, imagine the ramifications of a machine that's able to tell exactly what you're thinking in real time. I mean, these hooked into AI supercomputers, folks, would have the ability to be able to scan thousands of people per second and collate all that data into a computer and store it away for safekeeping. I mean, look, you know, we're to the point now where we're beyond the storage capacity. The NSA in 1997 already had the storage capacity to record all the phone calls, all electronic transmissions, and store them away for an indefinite amount of time. And this is even before, you know, I mean, we just now commercially got terabyte drives, which are over 1,000 gigs. You know, I mean, I remember a couple of months ago, I got a 500 gig hard drive for my computer. I thought that was huge. You know, I mean, that's antiquated at this point, folks. You know, ever since the NSA got the larger hard drive capacity in 1997, is when they installed the snooping hubs. They're in all the major phone companies, and if you go to a major phone company or you work in one, there are sections of the building you cannot get in without proper identification and without a security clearance. Because, again, these are NSA snooping hubs they put in, and they do it under the guise of of monitoring Al-Qaeda and monitoring transmissions coming in. But, again, it's just to track and trace the American citizen because – folks, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Look, the last thing standing in the way of the global crime syndicate taking over are the people of the United States of America. We are the last vestige of sovereignty left, folks, that stands in the way of their plan for global domination. We're it. So they do everything that they do is crafted under the guise of destroying and tearing down the Constitution. And that's one of the most frustrating things to me is that, you know, it's hard enough to get people to wake up to real information and get them out of the brain dead zombie mode that the idiot box in the corner of the room has conditioned them into being. But, you know, it's also a completely different thing to think to try to get these people to understand what their rights are. I mean, that's the problem too. You know, you tell someone that their rights are being violated, and some of them don't even know what their rights are. And I got to tell you, you know, when I go out and I really – and that's one of the things I do besides just doing a radio show. I do a radio show 6 days a week. I'm also a documentary filmmaker. I made my first film a few months ago. It was released in August of 2007. You can check that out at newworldrisingmovie.com. But, you know, one of the things I also like to do is actually go out and actually talk to people and actually communicate with real people and find out if they know what real issues are and attempt to maybe give them some information and put some information in their hands that they didn't already have before they met me. And so one of the things that I got to tell you, it's not very heartening, folks. Isn't it? I mean, if you're one of these people that, you know, sits behind a computer and does research all the time like I do, I tell you what, go out sometime and try to talk to people. I mean, you want to get a gauge and want to get a finger on the pulse of America and really understand how bad off we are at this point in the game. Go out and actually talk to people. Go out and actually try to, get some people's, you know, understanding and reaction on issues, and it's bad. Because if they don't know, they just don't care a lot of times. Their only real force of argument is to just regurgitate back to you what the mainstream controlled media has told them. And that's the thing, how can you expect to have an argument with someone when you're just regurgitating stuff that the propaganda news channel has told you? And again, that's over and over. And that's one of the things that you see also, you know, going back to Ron Paul, when you talked about, you know, at least for me, my experience has been that when I go and try to talk to people about Ron Paul that don't necessarily know about Ron Paul or haven't been supporting him, their reaction is always, well, I like him, but he wants to shut down the military bases. So what they do is they just parrot exactly what they heard Sean Hannity say, you know. I mean, that's their only basis for argument when they come back. It's like, can you have a thought of your own, please? Is that too much to ask? Is it too much to ask for you to have a thought of your own and to actually have discernment? And that's the thing. You know, I mean, let's look at Mike Huckabee. I mean, Mike Huckabee came out of nowhere. And again, he is the chosen candidate by the Council for National Policy, the, hardcore evangelical right secretive group that meets three times a year, much like the Bilderberg group meets. And, you know, Huckabee Haley basically had no support out of nowhere. He tried to have a little money bomb a week ago, and to copy Ron Paul, try to raise some money. He raised $95,000. That was the most he could muster up. And again, you know, no support on the ground. No, I mean, Rudy Giuliani had more visible support than Mike Huckabee did. But see, he was the chosen candidate for the evangelical right. And see, now he is going to end up single-handedly being the biggest obstacle in the Ron Paul campaign to overcome, because, you know, his intention for being in there is because they have to have somebody that's going to take the evangelical vote here in the South where I live and be their main competitor against Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know, I've been saying for years it was going to be Hillary Clinton and Bill Richardson as the vice president, with Bill Richardson, you know, really running the show. I mean, that's a guy that a lot of people don't pay attention to, but I mean, he's a Bilderberg group member. He was a keynote speaker at Bohemian Grove, I believe last year or the year before. I mean, this is a guy that they've been bringing up in the ranks, and somebody that they very much have their eye on. So, you know, I can tell you within all certainty, ladies and gentlemen, if Hillary Clinton gets the Democratic nomination, she ends up winning president, she is going to take Bill Richardson on as her vice president. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. But again, if you'd like to join us on the program today, if you had something you'd like to add to the record or specific news I'd like to talk about, give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. And we are live here. This is not a rebroadcast, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to us at 7:46 a.m. Central Standard Time or 8:46 Eastern Time on this Saturday morning, we are live here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, again, really looking at what we're moving into and looking at what our realistic chances are of really trying to make a change. I mean, you have these people trying to sell us the myth of global warming, trying to get us to get on board with a global carbon tax. And again, it's just about keeping us in bondage and keeping us about being slaves. You know, I mean, we know that since the Clinton era in the 90s, that China has been the model for what they're trying to move the United States towards. You know, and it's interesting to note, as last week we were talking about chemtrails, and it's interesting to note that China is the only country on the earth that has zero chemtrail activity. But they don't have any at all, folks. And they have more women, you know, in the Chinese military than there are people in the United States. And so, you know, you start looking at what they allow China to get away with. And here's an article that came across this week. It says, China's pledge to use even more coal. It's a first-ever government white paper that lays out an energy strategy and expectations. China has pledged to continue to rely on coal for the foreseeable future. You see, so while the rest of us and the rest of the world are having to restrict and change, and oh, we got to have a global carbon tax, and oh, you know, you got to offset carbon footprint, and the fear-mongering, the scare tactics, and the Al Gore crap. Meanwhile, while we're having to pay the price for that, well, we know there are clean energies, seven ways to Sunday, that the military-industrial complex refuses to let us have, because then what does that do? It becomes a complete threat to the petrochemical and oil industry. And so, you know, it just, I mean, what does it say when you have China, who is just allowed to just, you know, use as much renewable resources as they want, dump toxic chemicals into the sky, spew toxic waste, anything they want. But the rest of us, the slaves, have to be restricted and trying to sell us a global carbon tax. I mean, look, that's the thing that people have to start understanding, is people have to start getting together and making lists and printing out the documents and getting this stuff ready to show people what Hillary Clinton wants to bring in if she gets elected. The socialized medicine, you know, just bigger, way, 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 more government, bigger, 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 taking care of you from cradle to grave, the, you know, selling you a phony carbon tax, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the way down the line. I'm telling you, folks, I mean, if you thought what we've been living under here during the Bush regime was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. if Hillary Clinton gets elected. I mean, it's going to get absolutely ugly. And again, you know, I mean, we know what, about Bill Clinton selling off our infrastructure and giving weapons systems to China in the 1990s. I mean, they've been their preferred nation. They're what they're trying to move us towards. You know, the American middle class is the biggest threat to these New World Order elites and their power structure. And, you know, you had oil topping out at $100 a barrel this week. You had the price of gold hitting all-time highs this week. And again, you know, we're in the first week of 2008 here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we just now finished the first week of 2008. And the amount of ramping up and the amount of just things that's coming down the pipe already is absolutely amazing. So let's take another break, come back, get into some more news here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob BillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com. Or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're tuning into the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad each and every one of you could be here with us today. And before the break, I was just discussing, just everything around us and the enslavement grid that's being put around us. And we've got more news stories and technology stories and just sheer police state, et cetera, type of stories we're going to get into in the second hour. But let's go to the phone lines right now. Told that we have a call, so let's go to John in Connecticut.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to go off subject here to the chemtrail issue a little bit. I would spoke to you last week, and I really enjoyed your show. I'm just reading a book here, was Critical Issues in Weather Modification, was by the National Academy of Sciences. And something I noticed yesterday, which I hadn't come across before, one of the compounds that says they use in the tracers, if these chemicals we see being sprayed may be known as tracers, I don't know that for sure, but the compound was known as SF with a small 6. Have you any idea what that might be?
SF6? No. Let me see. So SF6, it's a compound.
They said it's an inert compound, but I don't know about
that. It's sulfur hexafluoride.
Sulfur hexafluoride.
And let me see. Let me tell you what it's used for. It's an inorganic compound. It's colorless, odorless, and non-toxic and non-flammable. It has an octahedral geometry consisting of 6 fluorine atoms. Let's see. Applications. It's used in the electrical industry. It has a casting of magnesium. And that's pretty interesting because I know magnesium is found quite a bit in chemtrail analysis. So
right.
I'll have to look further into that. But, yeah, it says it's used in the electrical industry, and it's used in insulated switch gears. So, I mean, the fact that, it doesn't really surprise me that be being found.
Wow. Well, anyway, on a quick update, the chemtrails in this area, on the January 3rd, we had the clearest day I've seen in about a year. And then yesterday, it was obscene what they did to the sky around here. And this morning, we've had sun up about an hour and a half ago, and already it's almost getting dark. They've completely obliterated our sky at this stage of the morning. Sun down already. It's just sad to see the state of affairs over Connecticut here. So I just thought I'd just let people know what's going on up here.
All right. Well, thank you, John. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hey, that's pretty interesting. I think John was the guy that called in last week and gave me the K. Bailey Hutchison bill. And one of the things that I talked about, because you see so much propaganda concerning the chemtrail issue, and there's so many, people say, oh, is it this? Is it that? Look, anything that these globalists do doesn't get put into action unless it has a cross-benefit analysis. Ran on any business, runs a cross-benefit analysis where they know how much it's going to cost and how many different aims they're going to achieve with it. So when you talk about chemtrail issue, just weather modification and just this and that is not the, it's not just one thing. I mean, heck, you've got them saying in high school textbooks, in school textbooks now, talking about chemtrail spraying and propagandizing children and saying that, oh, it's for a shield to keep us from global warming. And I just found out something very interesting about this compound that John called in about, and I'm going to tell you about it when we come on back on the other side of the break here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.